For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Matt Jones will jump center for Mountain Home. For Junction City, it will be Cameron Frazier trying to win the tip. Ball is up in the air. The tip is won by Mountain Home. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Gilmer will walk the ball into the front court. Junction City starting off. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over on the right side to Harris. Down to Jones in the corner. Finds Tabor in the paint. Going up for the layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. Gives it to Harris, who's cutting into lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. And Mountain Home strikes first. Satch Harris with his first 2 points of the night. Mountain Home up 2-0 as we are 27 seconds into this contest. Here's Brown throwing it to Cameron Frazier. Over on the left side, it goes to Henderson. Up top now to Allen. Over on the right side to Brown. Now ball goes down towards the right corner. Ball is knocked away by Mountain Home. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Bombers. And it will be Junction City inbounding it with 7:20 left in the first quarter. 2-0, Mount Bombers lead the Dragons. Ball goes into Harlandis Frazier over on the right corner. The three-pointer by Henderson was no good, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Gilmer back the other way, throws over the left side to Crawford. Over to Jones in the corner. Jones will throw a cross-court pass to Harris in the right corner. His three-pointer rolls around, will not go. Tabor gets the rebound. He goes back over. The shot's blocked from behind, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the charity stripe with 6:58 left to play in this first quarter. Cameron Frazier picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Junction City here in the first half. So Dawson Tabor at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. One more chance for Tabor to increase Mountain Home's lead. Second shot for Tabor is up, and he gets a second. 1 of 2 for Tabor, his first point of the night. 3-0, Mountain Home leading it, a little over a minute into this contest. Here is Allen across the timeline for the Dragons. Throws over on the right side to Brown. Up top it goes to Henderson. Over on the right side to Harlandis Frazier. He has the ball knocked away from him. Ball still loose. And finally, a steal by Abe Crawford. And back comes Mountain Home. That's Junction City's first turnover of the night. 6:35 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 3-0. Harris has it on the right side. Tries to give it to Tabor. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Henderson. He's quickly back the other way. Now dribbles to the left corner. Gives it to Cameron Frazier. Back to Henderson. Henderson's going to pull up on the left side for the three-pointer. No good. And Jones gets a rebound for Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. 6:08 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 3-0. Ball goes Harris. Now back up top to Gilbert. Over to Crawford on the left side. Cross-court pass to Harris in the right corner. Out on the wing goes Gilbert. His three-pointer good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 3 points of the night. Mountain Home with an early 6-0 lead. 5:49 left in the first quarter. Here is Harlandis Frazier giving it to Brown. Brown's going into the lane. Tries to give it to Cameron Frazier. Ball knocked away, but a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. They're going to get Dawson Tabor with a reach in. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers here in the first half. 5:41 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading 6-0. It will be Henderson inbounding the ball for Junction City. Gets it in to Brown. Back to Henderson. Back to Brown. Brown dribbles up between the circles now and sets up the offense. Now Brown will give it to Harlandis Frazier, who's going into the lane for the layup. Good, and that is Junction City's first 2 points of the night. Harlandis Frazier cuts into Mountain Home's lead. 6-2 our score with 5:20 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Gives it to Crawford on the left wing. Crawford throws it to Tabor in the corner, down to Jones on the low block. Jones looks to make a move on Cameron Frazier, goes in for the layup, can't get it to go, and the rebound is chased down by Henderson, and back comes Junction City. Henderson across the timeline will give it to Harlandis Frazier, who's going into the lane, now kicks out to Allen. Allen's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left side, good. Ryan Allen with his first 3 points of the night, and that all of a sudden cuts Mountain Home's lead to a single point. 6-5 our score with 4:45 left to play in this opening quarter. Here's Gilbert across the timeline, dribbles to the left side. Gives it down in the corner to Crawford. Back out to Gilbert. A little high pass, but Gilbert's able to keep from going to the backcourt. Now Gilbert dribbles between the circles. Goes to the left side. Finds Jones on the low block. And now he's going to be called for travel. As Mount Tom's first turnover of the night. It comes with 4:23 left to play in the first quarter, and Watson Chapel will have a chance to get their first lead of the night. Mount Tom's up 6-5 right now. Here is Brown into the front court, drills to the right side. Now he's going down towards the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper on the low block. Good. Zach Brown with his first 2 points, and that's our first lead change of the night. Watson Chapel has scored the last 7 points after Watson Chapel scored after Mount Tom, that is, scored the first six. Here's Jones with it up on the right side. Gives it to Harris. Now to Gilbert on the left. Back up top to Harris. Over to Crawford on the right. Crawford finds Gilbert near to the right elbow. Gives it to Harris in the left corner. His jumper will not go. And the rebound controlled by Tabor. He goes back up with it. Off the glass. He can't get to go. And this time the rebound comes to Henderson. And back comes Junction City. Boy, Tabor had a good look at the basket. Just wouldn't fall. Here is Brown into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Now goes back up to the top. Gives it there to Harlandis Frazier. His pass is knocked away. Stolen by Matt Jones. Back comes Mountain Home. Junction City, second turnover of the night. Jones drills to the low block. Gives it to Harris in the right corner. Now Harris drills to the paint. Finds Crawford. Gives it to Tabor. Thought about the jumper. Instead throws it to Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to dribble into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Henderson. And back come the Dragons. Ball goes over to Cameron Frazier, down to Harlandis Frazier in the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing, throws it up top to Henderson. Henderson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. And back comes Mountain Home with another chance to try to get the lead back. Dragons up 7-6 with 2:50 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert throws it to Jones on the right side. Finds Gilbert in the corner. Back to Jones on the wing. Jones will throw it up top to Harris. Harris is dribbling down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Harlandis Frazier. It's quickly back the other way for the Dragons. He's going to pull up at the right elbow. Now go back up between the circles. Jake McGee is going to check in for Mount Tom with the next available time. 2:22 left to play in the first quarter. Junction City with the ball leading 7-6. Here is Brown going towards the lane, pulling up for the jumper. And it rolls around and goes in. Zach Brown with 4 points on the night. 9-6. Junction City leading it with a little over 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side. Harris picks up his drill, finds Jones at the elbow. Finds Crawford on the left wing. Crawford's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is chased down by Gilbert on the right side. Now he's going to try for a three-pointer of his own. That one won't go either. And this time it is Henderson with another rebound. Jakendall Henderson has just been crashing those boards for Junction City tonight. 1:35 left to play in the game. Dragons with the ball leading 9-6. Here is Henderson throwing it up top to Harlandis Frazier. Back to Henderson on the left wing. Up top to Brown. Brown's going to drill toward the free throw line, giving it to Henderson. Now to Cameron Frazier. Cameron Frazier's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ryan Allen gets the offensive rebound. He throws it back out to Henderson, who's going to try another three. That one won't go either. Chases down his own rebound and goes in for the layup. Good. And Josh Fulcher has seen enough as Jakendall Henderson gets his first 2 points. Fulcher wants a timeout. We'll break with 1:10 left to play in the first quarter. It is Junction City leading Mount Tom 11-6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, after Mountain Home scored the first 6 points of the game, Junction City has gone on an 11-0 run with 1:10 left to play in the first quarter. It is Junction City leading by five. DeAndre Malone checked in for Junction City for the timeout. During the timeout, he is a 6-foot senior. Ball goes to Jones in the right corner. He finds Crawford cutting into the lane. Now kicks out to McGee. McGee is going to try a three-pointer for three. Good. Jake McGee just checked in. He's a 6'1 junior from Mountain Home. And that cuts Junction City's lead back to 2, 11-9 our score, 45 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Here's Cameron Frazier going down towards the lane, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Cameron Frazier. He just bowled over his defender, Dawson Tabor. Cameron Frazier picks up his second personal foul. That's the second team foul against the Dragons with 41.8 seconds left, and that is their third turnover of the night. Mounts home with a chance to tie it back up or take the lead. On this possession, here's Crawford with the ball on the left wing. Gives it to Tabor in the corner. Down to Jones, a low block. He's going to go in for the layup. Nope, they're going to wave it off and say he's called for the charge now. That is Matt Jones' first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home, and their second turnover of the night. Jeremiah Williams is going to check in for Junction City. He is a 6'2 junior for the Dragons. 25 seconds. 11-9, it is Junction City leading it. Here is Malone throwing it to Allen on the left side. 15 seconds. Harlandis Frazier going into the lane, going up for the running jumper off the glass and in. Harlandis Frazier with 4 points on the night. 6 seconds left. Here is Gilbert back the other way. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer to try to beat the buzzer, and he gets it. Wyatt Gilbert with 6 points, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end as Mountain Home cuts the Dragons' lead back to a point. After 8 minutes of play, our score at the end of the first quarter, Mountain Home trailing Junction City 13-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.